The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
We're going to do three in the key here in a second and then get on to last night's game. By the way, during the break, just a random – it's a game we should really bring back this summer. Are they still with us? And today's candidate, Chris, brought up Donald Sterling, the disgraced owner of the Clippers.
I sadly would have said no.
I wouldn't – honestly, I said yes because I feel like if he died – there'd be like a...
I thought we'd heard that.
And there would be like a whole story run and we'd revisit it and all that. Chris, be honest. Did you think alive or dead Donald Sterling?
Oh, I thought he was dead.
Mm. So two deads. I actually got this one right. Donald Sterling, 89 years old. Mm. That's all I got. I mean, there's, what am I going to build off of that? Yeah. He's alive and he's 89.
Yeah.
I will just say this. Like if he dies over the weekend, that's going to be weird. Like, and totally not our fault. We're just saying he's, that's all we're saying here.
You are the jinx person.
I am. And I don't know how I feel
about
that.
Every single thing that every fan does at home or at the stadium makes a direct impact in the game.
Here's the thing. I don't know what that's from. Is that from like,
Always Sunny.
Okay. Here's my thing about that.
You know who the person is too.
I do. Who?
Mm-hmm. Jason Kelce.
Why do they start playing the Rocky Bell? Oh, because it's Philly?
Uh-huh.
Because that's the Rocky. You see, he's not a machine. He's a man. That's so, the Rocky Bell.
In the show.
Which I've never seen. I probably need to.
It's Rocky? Start at like season 7.
But like start at season 7.
Well, like at season like 17 now.
Jeez. Yeah, that's a rounding endorsement.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch a show where I have to. I understand sometimes it takes shows a while to get off the floor, but.
Seven?
Well, it's like a lot of it is going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember that 12 years ago when that was a thing.
Oh, okay. So, it's like trying to watch old Seinfeld, and it's like, let's race to find a payphone. Nobody has a cell?
But the guy, Charlie, is trying to do all of his superstitions. And like, he's getting more and more hurt. And it's just like, oh, I can't do it. And then. He starts hallucinating Jason Kelce, telling him that superstitions
that
matter.
Actually, random and kind of awesome, to be honest. And Jason Kelce now, retired.
Mm-hmm.
Retired.
Reports are they're trying to get him at WrestleMania in Philadelphia on Saturday and Sunday.
I'm sure that will happen. We also have, where is this report? I can't find it. But hey, amongst others... Former Sacramento King Vince Carter has been elected to the Naismith Hall of Fame. Chauncey Billups, the other. But congratulations, Vince. Who, I mean, come on, dude. And I will say this, and I will die on this hill, and I will argue with anyone who wants to argue with me. No, I won't. Vince Carter, the greatest dunker of all time. In-game dunker of all time, if you want to say that. Greatest dunk contest ever. Greatest in-game dunker ever. Got the Frederick Weiss dunk in the Olympics. Has, I think, the single, sorry, Aaron Levine, or Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon, has the single greatest dunk performance in history, 2000, Oakland. Best dunker and a king. That's how he's going in, by the way, I heard.
The dunk king.
He is, he is going in as a Sacramento king.
Yeah.
Is that a thing in the NBA? Do you go in with a team like in baseball? I don't think so, right? You just go in? You just go in, and that's where he lives.
Well, you're not wearing a hat or anything.
Yeah, that's a good point. So you're just, by the way, in baseball, why can't they just have it be a hat? Why does it have to be with a team?
That's true.
You know, it makes things easier. Uniform. Not everybody can be Tony Gwynn or Cal Ripken Jr. or, you know, whatever. So, all right, three in the key right now. Kings Clippers last night. How do we do? I know I'm 0 for at least one. Jason Ross.
We asked for the points that were going to be scored by Keegan Murray and Harrison Barnes. They combined for 49 in the previous game. Dave, you said Keegan would score 18 and Barnes 11. I said 21 for Keegan and 14 for Barnes. And Chris predicted 26 and 23. The correct answer was Keegan scored 19 and Harrison scored 6. So I think, Dave, you were the closest.
Hey!
Hey!
Win for me, not for ye.
Next, we asked the largest lead for each team. Dave, you said Kings by 6. Clippers would lead by 19. I said Kings by 11, Clippers by 14. Chris said Kings by 9, Clippers by 15. The Clippers' largest lead was just 6. The Kings' largest lead was 26.
Wow.
I don't know that any of us were that close.
I feel like I was.
Okay. And then a random stat.
Random.
Right up.
Dave, you said first you said James Harden would have less than 6 free throws. Then you did a little research. You said that's probably not fair.
It's not fair.
He only had 4 free throws, though.
Would have been. I would have gotten it right, but in the true spirit, you know, I am an ethical player, yes. Like James Harden.
And you switched to JaVale McGee would have a free throw, not even make it.
I think half the G League team played last night, but no JaVale.
I think literally everyone on the roster
every
played, but
single
JaVale.
Person but JaVale McGee played. However, he did make a free throw. I win. In my world.
Yes.
Yes. I didn't say he'd make it in the game. He made it in practice.
Chris said Sahas.
Castillo.
Vazenkov. Sasha Vazenkov would have would have 2 or more three-pointers.
Did he just mold into Justin Timberlake doing the Bee Gees there?
Sahas. he was 0 for 1.
He was 0 for 1.
And I said... Jeez. My random stat, Domantas Sabonis.
Domantas Sabonis. Felt like they played that a bunch last night.
They did, and they were into it.
Love it.
Would have 20 or more rebounds.
And?
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations, Jason Ross. 20 rebounds.
He had a 20-20 game. Couldn't get that 10th assist, though.
Last night, as a matter of fact, there were, I believe, for the first time in forever, 3 players in the league that had 20 rebound nights. By the way, Jason Ross, something that we should highlight that had nothing to do with the Kings, but I think as a fan of the sport should be highlighted, the Nuggets and the Spurs faced off in a battle of the Clash of the Titans, if you will.
The best team versus the worst team?
I'm talking about the centers, but okay. Nikola Jokic in 38 minutes had 42 points, 16 boards, 6 assists, where's the triple-double, a steal, and 2 blocks. That's a really good night. Nuggets won 110-105.
Mm-hmm.
The rookie, Victor Wembanyama, 23 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists, 9 blocked shots. This dude's going to have I would say, if I were to tell you right now, the over-under, I will say 4.5.
How many steals?
He had 1 steal.
Okay.
So 10 stocks. I'm going to put the over-under, Jason, $200,000 suitcase bet. The over-under at 4.5 career quadruple doubles.
Over.
Right?
Yeah. You know what he's doing, too? The other one that's more rare, and I remember this happening, I think the day I brought it up, because he almost had it here, he got it the next game, is the NBA 5x5 game, which is...
Five in each category.
Yeah, 5 points, which he'll get. 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 blocks, 5 steals. It's only happened a handful of times in the history of the league, and he's now done it. I think he's done it a couple times this season.
Jason, just to put it in perspective, the last time somebody had a quadruple-double was David Robinson in 1994. That's 30 years ago. Actually, February 17th, 94, just over 30 years ago. 34 points, 10 boards, 10 assists, 10 blocks. And before that, Hakeem Olajuwon, March 29th, 1990.
Didn't Alvin Robertson do
it? Alvin Robertson had one of those February 18th.
As a Spur, too? Come on, San Antonio.
1986. So you got 2 Spurs, a Rocket. So this is a Texas thing. Everything's bigger in Texas, Jason.
Or not.
And Nate Thurman, God, that is such a 70s photo.
Oh, it is.
Nate Thurman.
Hey, it's against the Kings.
Look at the gold chains, losing the hair, but did not matter. 22, 14, 13, and 12. Yes, the picture's against the Kings, but he did it against the Atlanta Hawks. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4 quadruple doubles. By the way, old heads, they didn't keep the stat with Wilt Chamberlain. Yeah. I'm sure he had some. 4.
So you're putting it at more than the lifetime number
yes.
you think he might get.
And I think that's the right – I think the over is the right take. As a rookie, he's been close at least twice.
Yeah, and honestly, blocks is generally the hardest. Uh-huh. It might be he gets assists. I don't know. It's probably blocks. To get to 10 is pretty significant.
I'm not going
to
sit here and say he's having the best rookie year ever because he's not probably having the best. I mean, LeBron's got something to say about that. But this dude is just – This dude is just scary pants. He's going to be, again, it's always, you know, health, and he's big. So how about him leading the league in blocked shots by 1.4 blocks a
That's
game?
A lot.
He's averaging 3.5 blocks per contest, Jason Ross.
Impressive.
Very impressive. Yeah. Much like the Kings defense. They're not averaging that many blocks, no. Probably. But last night, they held an opponent to under 100. That is the
gain.
They did that 4 times in the first 53. They've done it 6 times in the last 22, Jason.
Might do it again tomorrow against the Knicks. That was a low-scoring game the last time.
I think odds would say they will. Now, odds are the Kings will probably be under 100 as well. But they are absolutely locked in. You asked Mike Brown after the game about the improved defense.
We always say play physical, and I thought our guys did. I thought our bigs were really, really good at the point of the pick and roll. You know, they reversed hard, and they were up to touch, and they did a great job of mixing in some blitzes that were really aggressive with high hands, and we put them on their heels. And, you know, when you get blitzed time after time after time, or the coverages are changing, it throws you off. Also, you know, we took away the pocket. James is really good at making that pocket pass. And then our weak side defense was fantastic. You know, our primary tag guy was great. So when that big caught, he couldn't just go and dunk it all the time. And then we rotated out the shooters. So I thought our guys were just on a string tonight, starting with being really physical on the defense end of the floor. They were on a string, always in the right spot. When the ball moved, and everybody covered and or protected each other. And that was beautiful to watch. And same with the dribble drive. When the dribble drive happened or we broke down defensively, somebody stepped up and played big at the rim. We sunk and we filled on the backside, and then we just sprayed out and covered the three-point line as best as we could. They were, you know, shooting 54-55% from the three in the first half, and I think they were 6-for-11, and you know, they ended the game that was at 5-for-16 the rest of the way. So we did, I give our guys credit, they did a heck of a job in both those areas.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
there you go, Jason. Well done Mike Brown.
Yeah,
the work's paying off, pal. Well, that and Keon Ellis too. We'll take a break. When we come back, we've still got to hear a little bit from Davion Mitchell. We have Trey Lyles as well, some more sound. And also, let's get into the standings, Jason.
Good night.
They're not the sittings.
No.
They're the standings now. Stand up and be proud. All rise. Hey, we'll do that next.
In the morning to get your sports fix.
Live and vocal.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
See me. I need you to see me.
See me. Feel me. Touch me.
Touch me now. Me,
touch me. Oh, you just went to a totally different song. I was doing
Smith
the Who.
Fox?
Wait. Touch me. Touch me. I want to feel your body, your heartbeat. That was Samantha Fox.
Oh, was it?
I think so.
Okay.
Wasn't Samantha Fox?
Yeah, generally my first instinct would be right on that, but I don't know. What song were you doing?
I was doing The Who from Tommy. Mm. I think it's just called See Me, Feel Me.
Oh.
Yeah. Tommy? Yeah, Touch Me, Samantha Fox.
Yeah.
But it was back. This is the best part. It's Touch Me, and in parentheses, I Want Your Body, mm-hmm. which those of you that are a little old heads will remember that, like, in the late 80s, early 90s, there was an absolute pandemic of songs
with parentheses.
Yeah. Like, every other song had parentheses, and then it all culminated. Let's see how you do here. There was a band that had an absolute smash hit, number one smash hit. I don't think they were a one-hit wonder, but there's only one hit you'd remember. And the band's title had parentheses.
Was not was?
God dang it, Jason. I love you to death. Was not was. Woo! What a pull. What a pull by you.
Open the door.
Get on the floor. Everybody walk the dinosaur. That's just amazing.
I think they had one other song.
I think they did, too. It was like they and like Wang Chung had two songs.
Yeah.
And like Mr. Yeah. As much as we think Mr. had more, it was... Mr. was basically Curie and the bigger one.
Broken Wings.
Broken Wings, thank you. By the way, Mr. still touring.
Really?
They were playing, they're doing an international tour right now. They were in they were in Puerto Vallarta, as a matter of fact. But they go by Senor. Woo! Oh, we're having
a good time. Why was the was in parentheses?
I
there
don't
more
know.
After that?
No, it was, and then in parentheses, not was. The hell was that? And by the way, the lead singer, if I remember correctly, I think his name was Don Was.
Seriously?
I swear to God, I think the lead singer was not was Don Was. Let me do this.
First name Don, last name Was.
Was. Hey, Was. Don Was. Shaken, not stirred, please. Here's Trey Lyles, happy to be back.
I was tired of today, but it felt great to be out there with the guys competing, playing together. We're playing hard, and it's always nice playing at home, but the last 2.5 weeks was tough for me, just having to sit back and watch and not being able to go out there and try to help the team out. But, now being back is obviously, where I want to be, so I'm happy about it.
Was Not Was was founded by David Weiss and Don.
Is it problematic?
No. Well,
sound it out. You can do it.
I'm just going to spell it. I don't know what to do.
Okay. I'm going to write it down so I can see it in front of me.
I don't want to spell it out either. Oh. Jason, why don't you pronounce this last name?
Okay.
Go ahead. Right there. That's probably what? That's,
yeah, I'll leave that
alone. You're going to leave that alone?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris, you want to give it a shot? Come on now. Chris is coming in right now. I don't know what the rules are, and I don't know how to pronounce it. But... It's Don. I'll give that a whirl. No, yeah, okay. I feel like it's an A sounding. Fajensen.
Yeah,
we'll go with that. Fajensen. Don Fajensen and David Weiss adopted the stage names David and Don Was. So it was technically Don Was, but that wasn't his real name. It was Don Fajensen.
Not Was.
Their single, Walk the Dinosaur, was a number one hit. World top 40 hit. What up? Off their album, What Up, Dog?
What up with that?
What up with that? But then,
what was the other song?
I don't know
there
that
was
they...
was one other one, I thought.
I thought that there was two. Featured the singles Walk the Dinosaur and Spy in the House of Love.
Yes, that's it.
You know, for real?
Uh-huh. I was a spy in the house of love. Yeah.
Really?
That is the most made-up sounding song I've ever heard.
Play the song. Play the song.
I believe you. I just have never...
As soon as you said the title.
Spy in the House of Love?
Yeah.
I mean, this was back... There was like Was Not Was. There was Fine Young Cannibals. Mr. I mean, this is a good stretch of music.
Come on. We gotta get to the hook.
I mean, he nailed it. I just, golly, wouldn't have never heard that. Falco, Rock Me Amadeus.
Yes.
He had a second hit.
Did the lead up to that, did it sound like it was going to get into What's Love Got to Do with It?
I know where you're going and where I placed it, which is not it, but this... It sounded to me like the montage music when Andrew McCarthy and Kim Cattrall went shopping in Mannequin right after she became a human.
Very 80s.
Very 80s. Good morning, dork. Steven. Dork. Not you. Hi, Steven.
I'm a dork?
No. I'm a Far dork for it. The Mannequin thing. You know, you're great. What's up?
I know I'm great.
You are.
Dave, come on now. Oh, thank you. Hey, who's got the show record for the most hits?
The most hits?
Yeah, your hitting streak.
Oh, let's go streaking. Was it 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, 11. That's
is that 11? Is that the dearly departed
Jamers?
Yeah,
rest in peace, Jamers. Still alive.
Rest in peace, Jamers.
I can't remember who holds that record.
I think it's you, Dave.
Oh, I know it's me. I just wanted you to say it.
Okay, let's not. Come on, man.
Where have you gone, Dave DiMaggio? So right here, pal. Thank you.
Also, we need to bring back the Sounder, the standings watch guy. I miss that guy.
Oh, standings watch. Oh, yeah. Watch.
Yes, yeah, we need to bring that back.
He's right.
That is all.
Thank you. He's right.
Yeah, we can find that.
Well, we can't find the streak is over.
Streak is over. It was a beauty. What is that? Is that? Wait a minute.
The search is over.
Yes, that's Survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this segment.
I do too.
Let's see.
Wednesday Fun and Games.
Wednesday Fun and Games is right. Let's get focused here, ADD. How about Davion Mitchell? You know what? I've noticed this. They're not kissing. They're not kissing the physicality, but Davion says they're embracing it.
I think we're just embracing the physicality. I think we love it. We're helping each other, one another, being there for each other, taking charges. Keon had 6 fouls tonight, so he's being physical. It was a lot of ticky-tack fouls, but I think we're being physical. We're just getting ready for the playoffs.
That's right. Did we get high during the break or something? What happened? Is there something in that egg sandwich?
Was.
What is going on here? Back to Trey Lyles, talking about Keegan, again, being aggressive.
It's great. Keegan can score in a variety of ways, 3-level score. So when he's aggressive, when he's going out there and taking shots and making shots and being aggressive on both ends of the floor because he can defend as well, he's the player that we need, and that's what we need from him all the time.
I agree. Yeah. I like an aggressive Keegan.
Me too.
I want Keegan to
go. Keegan mad.
Exactly. Go to the front of the buffet line and be like, this is my
Move
chicken
over,
finger.
Luca.
Yeah, get out of here, Luca. I'll take Corral. That Sunday. Yeah. Yeah, you go sit in the high chair. You stupid.
Yeah, got him.
That's the Keegan I want. Let's roll around here back to Davion. Trey talked about Keegan.
Mm-hmm.
How about Davion talking about Trey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amazing. Not even just scoring, but just playing hard, getting the 50-50 balls, rebounding. He's kind of doing everything for us. He's kind of just being himself. He's getting back to himself. He's getting the win back, which is good for us.
It was good. It was a good win last night. It was a very good win last night. I was very proud of this team. Like, seriously, I didn't have high hopes coming in. I wasn't trying to be poopy pants. It's just the Clippers coming in. Again, didn't know Kawhi wasn't going to play on the show yesterday. But even still, give him full credit for that. Because guess what? Malik Monk didn't play. And Kevin Herter didn't play. And yes, I understand that they're not Kawhi Leonard. But that's still two big pieces missing from that 2-3 zone, if you will, mostly two. And the Kings were able to overcome that and really turn it on the second half. And that's the type of momentum you want to start this very... very Vegas would say that this team would be 1-3 on this trip, I think.
Yeah, and so if you can get more because you've made it back to a tie for seventh, you're trying to get yourself in the best possible standing, and to me that still is getting in the top six. If it's not there, then you want to be 7. Not there, it's 8. Like,
right.
you're just trying to have your best possible outcome here. And improving to 7, like, again, if it started today, they're hosting Phoenix in a play-in. And that would be difficult, but you'd be hosting them. And if you lost that, you would host the winner of the Lakers War. You'd have 2 chances to get
right
in. But a little bit of work here and some help, you could be 6 or 5 even.
As it is right now, the Kings are 1 game behind the Pelicans and the Mavericks. The Pelicans, as of right now, they have the tiebreaker. They'll have the tiebreaker, right?
Yes.
And the Kings, as of this second, actually have the tiebreaker on the Mavs. They're tied 2-2. However, the Kings are a half game better in conference wins than the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks have 1 more loss, so that'll be very, very interesting to follow. They are tied with Phoenix. And what do we say about Phoenix?
There's a 5th game.
There's a 5th game.
2-2.
So this game against Phoenix is going to decide the tiebreaker.
Yeah, game 81. And the other one I don't know is if somehow, some way, the Kings, Pelicans, and Mavericks all tie.
I say,
or a 3- or 4-way tie. I don't know how they do that.
I know how they should.
Yeah.
Alphabetical order of team nickname.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dance off.
Kings, Mavericks, Pelicans is how it would go. K, then M, then B.
Yeah.
That's actually, I think, how it works.
I think it is. I read the rules.
Here's how it works. everybody has to walk the dinosaur.
Yes.
And then whoever finishes, we have dinosaur
races. Whoever opens the door.
Exactly. Whoever opens the door and then gets on the floor.
Yeah.
Luka wouldn't win. He won't dive. When we come back, what to watch going on the Western Conference Top 10 in action. And how about some Major League Baseball series is continue. Also clean up some stuff we need to clean up. We'll do all that next.
He has very good sources, and he just kind of tells it as it is and gets to the point.
Jason Ross.
He has a lot of pretty smart things to say.
He's good at what he does.
On Sactown Sports.
Well, if Allen Stiles and Chris Watkins, who make up Stiles and Watkins, the
fastest growing show.
Also, by the way, am I weird for...
Yes.
Like, I'm rooting for Michael Penix Jr.
Okay.
The next time I read his name on the screen and don't at first think it says something completely different than Penix, the next time will be the first time. And it kind of annoys me, and it's not his fault. It's not his fault that I'm a four-year-old. But my mind is reading the letters, and then, surprise, it's an X. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that ending before. I just don't know if I can do a whole career talking about him. I hope he does well.
Yeah, me too.
Western Conference, top 10 right now in action. Not right now, but, you know, later tonight. The Lakers and Wizards.
Go Wiz.
Go Wiz. You know the Kings.
Washington beat Milwaukee yesterday.
I saw that. What the heck is going on? Is it what's going on with Milwaukee? Is it what's going on with the suddenly hot Wizards? I love hot Wizards.
Yes.
Gandalf, Dumbledore. I was looking for the Frankie thing. I've got some notes for you, Jason, here. First off, we talked about this earlier. The Kings have allowed 112 points or under in 12 of their last 13. They've held five of those opponents to under 100, which had only been done five times in the 62 games leading into the stretch. That's from our very own Chris Watkins, so it might be right. Three players... Domantas Sabonis at 26, Nikola Jokic at 23, and Luka Doncic at 20. Three players have had 20 or more triple-doubles in a single season. That is the first time in NBA history that's happened. But when you talk about Sabonis, Jokic, and Doncic, one of those kids is different from the other. One of those kids is not an all-star.
Yes.
And if you want a hint as to who, it's the one that actually leads.
That has the most.
In triple-doubles.
And double-doubles.
And double-doubles. What I was looking at was, I think the Kings have won, they've actually done pretty well. What, they've won 10 of 15, I think it is? Something like that. I saw this stat put out earlier. 10 of their last 15. They're 1, 2, 3, 10 and 5. But here's what's so weird about this team, dude. And actually, if you say they've won 10 of 15, they've also won 10 of 16. If you go with the 16 as well, which you don't need to, of those losses, five of the six have been at home. The one road win they have, or the one road loss they have, the Wizards. It's so weird.
Yeah.
They lost at home to Chicago, Houston, the Knicks, Dallas, and Dallas. But they've won every other game but one, and that one they lost was against the stupid Wizards, who did beat the Bucks yesterday.
Yeah, and hopefully beats the Lakers today.
Let's go. Huge Wiz fan tonight.
Yes.
The Thunder at Celtics. This would be a fun one. Mm-hmm. The Thunder have kind of been a little, at times, speaking of the Kings, they've been a little Jekyll and Hyde, but this is a good little litmus test.
Yeah, didn't played Embiid in his return yesterday. Didn't have SGA in the game, so that was a factor, but we'll see if he plays tonight.
Yeah, that'll be very interesting if he does play tonight. If he doesn't, Vegas doesn't think he's going to, at least. And if they do, holy gosh. Boston favored by 9.5.
Wow.
Against the either Western leading or close to Western leading.
Yeah, half game back.
Western leading. Thunder, who are a half game back of the defending champion Denver Nuggets, tied with the Minnesota Timberwolves, also a half game back. Speaking of those Timberwolves, they host the Toronto Raptors. And the one we're really looking at here, Cavs at Suns. Can Cleveland eke out a win in the Valley of the Sun.
Played last night.
The Cavs?
Yeah, they smoked the Jazz.
They smoked the Jazz, and hopefully there was a lot of people. Old Mr. Bickerstaff sat a few.
I don't think Donovan Mitchell played, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I don't think so either. No, he didn't. Caris LeVert led them with 26. The Cleveland Cavaliers. Voof. Remember when they went on that giant win streak? I think they won 9 in a row. They were 35-16, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
They are now 46-30. That's what,
11-14
since that 9-game losing streak. They beat Utah last night and then lost by 29 in Denver the game before, won against Philly the game before, lost in Charlotte the game before, won at home against Charlotte the game before, and then had a 3-game losing streak before that in the middle of a 4 of 5 losing streak. So Cleveland has been they need Donovan Mitchell.
Well, look at we've been talking obviously about the West and concerns with the Kings here and where they could finish. Look at the East standings. Like from, it's about 4 through 8. And like Philly won yesterday, but they're 8.
Yeah.
And, you know, are they going to be in the play-in with Miami or Indiana or the Knicks or Magic? Like, that's none of that settled either.
No, it looks like the Bulls and Hawks will be the 9-10 almost certainly.
Yes.
So there's that. Then it's interesting. You have the Sixers at 8. They're a game and a half back of the Heat, who are a game back of the Pacers, who are a game and a half back of the Knicks and Magic, and those guys are a game and a half back of the Cavs. And their Cavs are a game and a half back of the Bucks.
And then everybody's trailing Boston.
And then the Bucks are trailing Boston by 12. Whereas the Rockets are now a full 3 games behind the Warriors. That's probably going to do it for them.
Yeah.
Warriors are 1.5 behind the Lakers for 9. The Lakers are 1.5, this is without tiebreakers, 1.5 behind the Suns and Kings for 7 and 8. The Kings and Suns are 1 game behind the Mavs and Pelicans for 5 and 6, and they're 2 back of the Clippers for 4. And then, of course, you got the 3-way war between, you know, everyone's focusing on 4 through 10, but you got a 3-way going between the Nuggets, Timberwolves, and Thunder right now for the 1 seed in the division. One of those teams is going to be the 3 seed.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God we don't do the stuff that we used to do. Remember, can you believe there was actually a time in the NBA where you could be .500 yet conceivably be the 3rd seed because you won your division?
Right.
Thank God we don't do that anymore.
You're right.
In baseball, the Giants take on the Dodgers, looking to, you know, get a win. Tough yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They probably should have. That was a pretty darn good chance for them to win. And speaking of needing wins, that's at 7:10. And speaking of needing wins, the Oakland A's, it's a day game in Oakland. Are you going?
I am not going today.
I am not either. The Red Sox.
But I would like to go to the Coliseum this year.
And the A's. Yeah, same. I will.
On a protest day, or even though you could argue every day is a protest day. But like, if there's stuff officially planned, I don't want to do that.
You should do my trick. Go sit behind the plate.
Get TV time?
Yeah. I'll bet you there's a Yankee game available.
Maybe.
Go sit behind the plate and watch Aaron Judge. You can literally hear the whoosh of Aaron Judge's swings. I'm not joking. You really can literally, like, because he warms up like in the on deck, and he'll come over and he does like the 4 swings in a row right by where you're sitting, and it's like, sounds like the spray thing. He's a very powerful man.
Yes, he is.
Native Sacrament. That's Aaron Judge swinging.
Yeah.
Native Sacrament and Aaron Judge. We'll take a break when we come back. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why you say no?
Because he was born here. He didn't live here.
That means he's a native. If you're born there, you're a native, dingle.
No, you have to grow up there.
Where is this? Is this in the Verlaine rules of nativity? No, he's a native. He's a native. We're going to court on this. I'm filing a
law. Does he say, when you go and introduce
yourself? Of course he doesn't say that. But if you're born here, you're a native. So, okay.
Chris will defend himself. He is his own lawyer.
Let me ask you this. Unless you're on a military base, Chris. If you were,
looks like you got your answer.
Oh, hold on a second. If you were born in Luxembourg, could you run for president of the United States?
Well, since what's his name, John McCain was born in Panama and he ran for president.
John McCain was born in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're born elsewhere, unless you're on a military base, you can't run for president. There's some loophole you're not telling me about, because that's like in the Constitution, Holmes, somewhere, Article 3.
Subset B.
Subset B. He's a native. No. Yes, no. Crosstalk with Styles and Watkins, who apparently making fun of me for looking like that A's pitching coach.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, apparently they were. I see that on the text line. At two, Brutuses. We'll talk to them and we'll do celebrity birthdays next.
It's time for the news of the day.
The latest headlines, the biggest stories,
hard-hitting analysis.
Yeah, this is none of those things.
And now,
here's Carmichael Dave and Jason Ross.
Hey! You guys looked at each other. You knew you were going to do it.
100%. Come on.
You're going to do it. By the way,
oh my gosh, you're looking that up?
Just saying, because Chris always gets me. John McCain's dad was an admiral in the Navy and was stationed in Panama when McCain was born. Back to me saying a military base. You liar.
Washington wasn't born in America.
Well, that's a good point.
That's right.
I don't think Adams was either. So.
Probably not even Jefferson.
Let's go to the text line here. Morning, Dave. Morning, Mr. Ross. Not sure if you guys listened in on Styles and Watkins and all that yesterday, but man, did they do my guy Dave wrong. They had a take on the A's and mentioned that Dave looks like Scott Emerson, the pitching coach for the A's. Dead on.
That was not us. It was a caller.
A caller it was the same caller that called us today and said
yes.
it.
Yeah.
I looked it up.
It was that one picture.
Seen better.
You, don't worry, Dave.
Drew Timmy.
You know what? Timmy. I just remember, too. There's a pitcher. There's a pitcher that, he used to pitch for the Braves or something, man, not that long ago. I was actually like, that kind of, Drew Timmy. I literally had to tell.
I don't think so.
Did I tell Money on the air?
You did. You said, Money, please like, don't draft him in the second round.
If you draft Drew Timmy, then we're not.
I don't think so.
You don't?
We're not.
I think it's just the facial hair.
This is the one I got. Yeah, that's what I got all the time. I don't
think so.
But every time Gonzaga would play, everyone's like, Dave, you're playing freaking dang living this. How you doing?
Great. We're just really happy to be the flagship.
Are you?
And to talk Kings.
Wait, is this like, I feel like this is one of those things where my wife's like, I really think it's funny when you, and then, but she doesn't think it's funny. Are you doing the reverse thing?
No.
Oh, you, okay. You legit.
No, we just, everybody that wants to hear about Kings and not, adventures in other places, just hang around. It's.
Why do I feel seen right now?
It's okay. It's okay when other people do it, but it would definitely be a problem if I did it. So.
I knew. Can I just say, this has been married for 17 years. I knew there was an agenda in what you said. I smelled it.
You had
an agenda.
I just know.
You had an agenda coming in here when you said that. I knew it.
I just know that there are a lot of people on these airwaves on YouTube and, to want to maybe go somewhere else where you're going to hear about other teams. Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
When we talk Kings here.
You're taking shots at somebody, and I want to find out who it is off the air.
No. No shots.
I love it.
That's why we grow.
That's why
we talk Kings. We don't wear other teams and show off and do things like that.
Yeah. At all. How you doing, Chris? Do you have anything? You want to get off your chest?
No, my man Shug Knight over here, man.
Wow, for right behind him. I mean this as a compliment too, but has anybody ever told you that when you walk, you look like you're literally walking out of a Nordstrom catalog? You really do.
I'll take
it. And I mean that in the nicest way.
Nordstrom rack, though.
Well, no, I said Nordstrom.
Nothing
wrong with the rack
at
all.
The rack is great.
My buddy Boris, when we were teenagers and super Johnson? Broke, he would, no, he am. He would, it was from the Hampton Key. he would buy shoes at Nordstrom when things were good in the real estate business. And then we were broke and eating chicken legs. Like, literally, that's what we do because they're cheap. He would take shoes that he wore for, like, straight up 2 years that were, like, worn in the soles and return them to Nordstrom's. And they give
terrible.
And they give you a full refund.
They do.
And I never.
Really?
Full refund.
Wow.
2 years later. What the hell was that all about?
I just real quick, and then I know we gotta get to
You're
celebrity
still
break.
Pissed.
The only thing I just wanted to say is that there are a lot of people out here that claim that they are just number one, we're kings,
oh, God.
All kings this, all kings that, but you accept a double agent. You accept a double agent. I'm there. That's just... Okay.
No, ain't part of it. No, not me.
Okay. All right.
Not me, because I'm the one that gets the letters.
You get a lot of letters.
There's a rule in radio that I will not go into because I just ran it through in my head and it doesn't turn out well. There's a rule in radio that you should always do your live reads when it's time to, leading into a birthday segment. And I'm going to follow that right now. Mm. But before I do, anything else? The floor is yours, dude.
No. I'm good now.
Hey!
Next four hours, please.
Yes.
Grab a seatbelt.
I love everybody. I'm just, you know.
Alan said he has multiple things today.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
That was just one.
Birthdays are meant to be spent with family and friends, and nothing brings family and friends together better than Caramel Cookies.
They were one last night.
Who was the crumble cookie giver?
Was it Zubach?
Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah.
Ivica Zubach, you're my friend. Jingle. They said you're the jingle guy.
That's a good one, though. Yeah.
Thank you. Who's turning what today, Jason?
Let's find out. Happy birthday to Eddie
Murphy. Ed Allen.
Johnson. Oh, no,
correct. Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Ooh. Ed Murphy.
Got a picture with him a few years ago as he was walking out of a bathroom, out of focus. I needed that Google phone. That is a true. I should have saved that for two truths and a lie. Yeah. True truth.
And unlike you, we'll remember because we're listening.
Yeah, yes. That's true. I was listening.
Right. Are you there? Who's the birthday of?
Eddie Murphy is 61. The greatest comedian of all time,
probably,
in my opinion.
That's probably good. Edward, 62.
Edward Murphy.
65.
64.
We have no correct answer, but we have a tie between the 62 63? And 64. Oh, 63 today. Wow. Happy birthday to Alec.
Baldwin.
Correct.
Is there another Alec?
Boom.
Oh, Guinness, but he's dead.
Boom.
Oh.
He hits four now.
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Thick.
Alec Baldwin, 70.
It's a sentence.
Alec Thick.
Yeah, he's not growing things,
68.
Right?
Who is it again?
That's Alec a sentence.
Oof.
Alec Thicke.
72.
He is 62.
Oh. He is in some trouble.
Yeah.
Also, by the way.
I think it's a tie again. 66.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. Happy birthday. To let's go with Wayne Newton.
Hey, oh God, I just saw Wayne Newton on TV last weekend. CNN has this History of Vegas thing,
yeah.
And all of a sudden Wayne Newton popped up, and he looks like.
Did we see him in Vegas?
He looks younger than you'd think.
He did.
His body is younger.
Wayne's had some work done.
Yeah. I've seen Wayne Newton live.
Wayne S. Allen has had some work done down there in Vegas. I would say he's a friend. I would say he is 83.
Yeah, I mean,
he looks it.
I'm going to go, man, 85.
I'm saying 89.
I could see him being like 92.
Yeah.
Yeah.
87.
Correct answer is 82. What? The closest.
Yes.
He looks good.
Super. Happy birthday to former king Frank
Mason.
Yes. Rosa.
Thomas.
Kaminsky.
Did he win it? Did he win a national championship?
Yeah. He's
okay.
With Kansas,
right? Yeah.
Frank Mason III.
They're not Kansas.
Esquire.
It's almost like the Kings have a history of smaller guards that do well in the NCAA tournament.
Wow, shade at Damian Mitchell. You're all over the place.
No. I mean,
jeez, he had a great game last night. 14 points.
He did ball out. He was my dog of the day.
Yeah. By the way, we got to run this by you guys. How do you like this? Because
we have two names.
So we have two names. You choose. So with Herter and Monk out, we've decided to give another. Yeah, the defensive player of the game and all that stuff. We're giving out an award for whoever steps up the most in their place. Now here's your choices. I came up with the Malevin Hurtock Award, because that's Malik, Kevin, Herter, Monk. All right, so the Malevin Hurtock Award.
Okay.
Or the Velvet King Award.
Well,
it's obviously Velvet King.
Yeah, come it's on, like, dude. Why are you rolls thinking? Off the tongue a lot better than
Malik
the other.
Arabic?
Malik is, actually, King is Malik in Arabic. I don't know if you knew that or not. Yeah, the Velvet King.
Yeah, that works.
Really
works.
What was the question?
Frank Mason.
King of Velvet.
Frank Mason's 27.
Ooh. Yeah. 28.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I think you're right.
He's not 26.
I think he's 28 or 29.
I think he's
28 or 29.
28.
Because he played all 4 years in Kansas.
Still no correct answers today.
The closest, not 30.
He is 30.
Wow. No way.
Man. Yes.
Wow.
Happy League MVP day to Michael.
Strahan.
Ovalakandy.
Wow.
Wait, what? No, you're joking.
Michael Ovalakandy.
Come on.
My God.
What was the random one yesterday I got that you were like, how?
Romanowski.
That's random.
Yeah, that is way worse.
UOP's Michael Ovalakandy, the candy man. Is Candy is he's 43. You think he'd be older, but he's not.
Mm. I'll say 45.
I said you think he'd be older, but he's not.
Are we gonna have a whole day without anybody getting a correct answer?
46, pick up sticks.
I will not. I will not pick up any sticks out.
Watkins or me?
You.
You.
44.
Hey, shut up, Nate.
We did not get a correct answer all day. 49.
Wow. Nice. Is that it?
There's more.
How about one more? Just one more try. Well, we're cutting into their time. Whatever.
Chael Sonnen.
Jail what?
Chael Sonnen. Oh, Chael Sonnen. You want Amanda Bynes, Chael Sonnen, Adam Scott, Ari Spears.
Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Bynes?
Amanda Bynes is 49.
She's 40.
How old's Chael Sonnen?
No, she's 38.
Yeah, Amanda Bynes is probably 37.
36.
Oh, I'm thinking Claire Forlani. Who is it?
38. Whoa. He was right.
Okay, for a correct answer for this guy and that guy and that guy and this guest and all that, light the beam and Styles and Watkins next. Hey!
Hey! Hey!